Well, he's inevitably going to go by the end of the season, or at the end of the season, I suspect, but not in the immediate future, unless there's a change of mind by the one man who actually matters at Chelsea, which is Roman Abramovich. At this stage, there seems to be a belief that they have to back him. Results suggest otherwise, to be honest.
Has the relationship between manager and players broken down? I mean, he used the word betrayed the other night. That was a strong word.
It was beyond strong, actually. I mean, I don't think there's any way that that relationship can be repaired after such a damning, and more importantly, public criticism of pretty much the entire squad. He singled out individuals in a way which was counterproductive, I think, at best. The view from the moment being set from inside was, you know, this is a determined wake-up alarm call for the players. I don't think they're listening. I don't think they want to listen after that.
How has it gone so badly wrong?
It's a confluence of events that started probably last January the 1st when they lost to Spurs on New Year's Day 5-3 and suddenly went into a policy of retreat on the pitch, which won them the title but drained the players to the extent that they were shelled at the end of the season. A failure to recruit, the madness of the whole thing with Dr. Carnera, which was a needless and pointless and damaging incident, and then a general and ongoing loss of trust between player and managers.
Are they in a relegation battle?
Well, the stats say they are. 15 points. Over the last 10 years, 13 of the 30 clubs to be relegated had 15 points or more. There's your answer. They are in trouble.